us closer to the Incarnation, God taking flesh and dwelling among us, let us reflect upon the one who gave birth to the Son of God.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town in Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary.
Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mother, known throughout history as a poor, devout Jewish girl, chosen by God to be, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the mother of God's own Son. Mary willingly accepted God's will for her, despite the personal cost. Being with child before Joseph took her into his home had serious consequences. The betrothal could have been canceled, the public humiliation. She could have been stoned to death. But that did not stop her. Fear never got in Mary's way. She remained completely open to the action of God in her life and gave birth to the Savior of the world. Historians believe Mary was around 15 years old when the angel Gabriel visited her. Imagine that visit with that message, carrying that responsibility at that age. Although she bravely questioned how God's will would be fulfilled, she moved forward in faith, saying, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Scripture also describes Mary as one who ponders. She has many questions, perhaps even some doubts and fears. She holds them all in her heart, trusting God to guide the way.
Let us sing of a maiden, let us sing of a girl who spoke with an angel, saying yes to the Lord. Let us sing of a maiden, let us sing of a girl who bowed to the Spirit and gave life to the world. So come and sing with me, we'll raise a joyful song to lead the world from dark to light, turn to right from wrong. So come and sing with me, I hear a joyful praise.
Imagine Mary's surprise, confusion, and fear that she was visited by an angel and singled out by God to birth God's child into the world. And imagine her relief when, upon greeting her relative Elizabeth, Elizabeth cries out, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." Mary is not alone. She is close to those around her, and she is close to God. Yet still an important and frightening question remained. Her question, then, is our Advent question now. Just how does one bring the child of God into the world? We turn again to John Shea, who explains in his book Starlight that Mary, too, had a guide. This guide is the angel Gabriel. What Mary learns from Gabriel and has passed along to us is that giving birth to Christ in the world is not something you do, it's something you let happen. The spiritual truth is that when we open ourselves to God, new possibilities emerge. As the Christian philosopher Beatrice Bruteau writes,
"The secret of divine life is already within us and needs only to be accepted and nurtured. When accepted and nurtured, that spirit breaks forth into physical manifestations. When was the last time you felt so moved, so enriched, so grateful, even so sorry that you were moved toward action? It's what brings the audience to its feet after an outstanding performance, or a stadium of football fans to their feet when that perfect pass is thrown. It's what brings tears of joy, smiles, hugs, and kisses with good news, and a longing to make amends when our best efforts fail. Spirit simply cannot be contained. Legend says that on the night Christ was born, even the animals were so moved that they knelt down in praise and worship. Listen to Sharon's response in Shay's poem, Sharon's Christmas Prayer.
She was five, sure of the facts, and recited them with slow solemnity, convinced that every word was revelation. She said they were so poor, they had only peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to eat, and they went a long way from home without getting lost. The lady rode a donkey, the man walked, and the baby was inside the lady. They had to stay in a stable with an ox and an ass, but the three rich men found them because a star lighted the roof. Shepherds came, and you could pet the sheep, but not feed them. Then the baby was born. And do you know who he was? Her quarter eyes inflated to silver dollars. The baby was God. And she jumped in the air, whirled round, dove into the sofa, and buried her head under the cushion, which is the only proper response to the good news of the incarnation.
To give birth to a child is indeed a miracle. That Mary opened herself up to God, pondered, labored, and gave birth to the child of God is the awesome miracle, the unfolding of Advent. It happened for Mary 2,000 years ago, and as baptized Christians, it's up to us to give birth to the child of God in the world now. It can happen anytime we connect with the Spirit within and let it work through us. How exciting it is when the Spirit moves us to leap up, whirl around, and dive deeper into the fullness of life that surrounds us. Mary now can be our guide. As Shay points out, Mary is a woman of faith, not only because she is obedient, open, trusting, meditative, and persevering, but also because she knows the intricate intersection of spirit and flesh.
So this season of Advent is an invitation to follow Mary's example, and in gratitude and love, to be people of faith, who open our minds and hearts to God and say yes, who accept and nurture the divine spirit within, who ponder things in our hearts, who refuse to be paralyzed by doubt or fear, but instead invite and allow new possibilities to emerge. Like a child who finally pushes forth from its mother's womb, we can be the bearers of the Spirit of God within each one of us that breaks forth, bringing God's love into the world for all people to see.
And together we pray.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Let us sing of a lady, let us sing of a crown, who prayed in the silence as the Spirit poured down. Let us sing of a lady, let us sing.